The CSL was a successful race car, but had to face the smaller Porsche 911, so Motorsport director Jochen Nierpach proposed something different. He said the idea of the M1 was to build a race car for the road rather than the other way around. Unrelated to other BMWs, the M1 was engineered by Martin Braungart with a tube chassis and a fiberglass body and floor. The body was designed by Gregario, directed by BMW to use the outline of Paul Broch's groundbreaking turbo from 1972. Paul Roche's twin cam 3.5-liter M88 inline-six provided 277 mid-engine horsepower, with the potential for more. The M88 had one throttle body per cylinder, and that became a new signature of BMW Motorsport engines. For capacity reasons, BMW outsourced production to Lamborghini. When Lamborghini went bust, that deadline slipped, and the hastily fixed production line built just 453 M1s by the time BMW pulled the plug in 1981. There was no U.S. model. Enthusiasts like Alan Hardy and Mike Deedle imported M1s to the U.S. anyway, transporting them in 747 cargo jets. So did a few others, including the Kuwaiti, who imported this M1. Built in June of 1980, number 282 is one of 99 road-going M1s finished in orange. In July of 85, Lufthansa flew it from Kuwait to Los Angeles, where its importer was reportedly a student at UCLA. A few months after the car was federalized, John Shelton paid $60,000 for it at a dealership on Wilshire Boulevard and took it to his summer home on Washington's San Juan Island. "You can only go so far on an island," he laughed. "I never got out of second gear most of the time." In 2007, Shelton sold it to Motor Car Gallery in Fort Lauderdale, where Scott and Fran Hughes said number 282 stood out. "The orange paint caught my eye, and before we knew it, we owned an M1," Scott says. "It's nimble, but it likes to be driven aggressively. It's a big go-kart." Recently, it had a stunning restoration at BMW Classic. "It's probably the nicest M1 in the country," Scott says. "Now I just need to keep it that way."